This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The American military may be nearing a decisive moment in the war against Iraq. The U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division is within 50 miles of Baghdad and approaching a confrontation with Iraq's strongest military units. American planners took a calculated risk, racing toward Baghdad while bypassing cities and Iraqi strong points to the south. The U.S. is about to find out if that risk will pay off. NPR Steve Inskeep is at the military headquarters in Doha, Qatar. Start with the attack toward Baghdad, Steve.
Well, Bob, U.S. military forces are preparing to advance from the city of Karbala, which is to the south of Baghdad. They're receiving resistance. In fact, we've heard from our reporter Eric Westerveld, who's with them, that they're actually being attacked by Iraqi forces. But at the same time, the U.S. is launching air and artillery attacks against Iraqi Republican Guard forces, which stand between the U.S. military and Baghdad. Yesterday, they tried to attack with helicopters, with uncertain success and losing one helicopter. Last night and today, they were using artillery assaults, and also airplanes have been attacking the Republican Guard. We don't have a good sense of how successful those attacks have been. Certainly air attacks can weaken an enemy force, although if a force is well-trained and well-disciplined, it is rare that it's completely destroyed by air, Bob.
American troops are spread out and in combat from Baghdad almost all the way back to the border with Kuwait. Have they made any progress toward controlling the key points in southern Iraq?
Yeah, if you imagine a map of Baghdad, Bob, or of Iraq, Bob, Baghdad is roughly in the middle of the country. The Euphrates River runs by and continues, winds down to the country all the way back to Kuwait. And it's along that line of the river that most of the fighting has been taking place. After several impressive days of advances, the U.S. forces mainly control uninhabited desert at this point, Bob. The city of Nasiriyah is a key urban area where the U.S. is not yet in control. There was more fighting today. We're told that U.S. Marines had to run a convoy through the city and shot their way through using attack helicopters and artillery to support that. Reuters correspondent who's traveling with them gives us an account of that combat, and he sent it by email. He wrote it down and added at the end of the email, "I'm writing this because it's too noisy to talk," so you get a sense of the ferocity of what's going on there. In the city of Basra, even further south, there's much confusion about what to do next. British forces are contemplating the possibility of a humanitarian disaster in Basra because electricity and power has been cut off to much of that very large city. The British forces say they'd like to bring in food and other humanitarian assistance, but they can't because they don't control the city. And no decisions have been made as far as we've been led to believe here at headquarters, Bob, but British officials say all options are open, and one possibility is that they may shoot their way in, so you would have a situation where you'd have urban combat to deliver humanitarian aid, which is a situation that U.S. and British officials have said all along they wanted to avoid.
What are U.S. commanders saying about the Iraqi resistance?
They're saying that they're not surprised and insisting that it is not causing them any trouble. At the same time, they're acknowledging that they have, in scattered spots, encountered fierce resistance from irregular Iraqi forces, or at least forces that have chosen not to wear military uniforms, different kinds of militia units, as well as perhaps some Republican Guard members who've gone in and mixed into the local population to try to build that resistance. At the same time, they're insisting it doesn't matter, and I'd like to play a little piece of tape. This is General Tommy Franks, the commanding general of the U.S. Central Command, and he spoke here at his headquarters yesterday.
There are people in the Iraqi army, whether Special Republican Guard or Fedayeen, who have a lot of allegiance to this regime. You know, you're going to come across dead enders. And we have come across dead enders, and we've had some terrific firefights with some of these. Not unexpected. I think our people are prepared.
Terrific firefights, General Franks acknowledges. But, Bob, as you listen to U.S. officials here, you do get a sense of frustration or even annoyance with Iraqi tactics. The other day, Lieutenant General John Abizaid, who's one of the senior people here, said he hadn't seen a single coherent move in this war, even though the Iraqis have put up a lot of resistance.
NPR Steve Inskeep at military headquarters in Doha, Qatar.